Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Baba Batra Daf Yod Bet Amud Aleph, continuing our examination of the last Mishnah in the first parak. And at this point, the Mishnah said that the minimal amount in a field in which one partner can force a division is if each one will end up with either 9 kabin of planting area or 9 half kabin. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Right in the middle of the Amud, Shakabin Lazet, Velo Pligi, Marki Atre, Umarki Atre. Rabbi Huda and Tanakama were simply reflecting what the planting habits or the minimal amount that people would hire for work was in their area. But Bavelmai, what's the din in Bavel? Because these two Shiurim are from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef Beradu Yam Yoma, the amount that it takes to plow in a day. Now, my Beradu Yoma, what is that shear? Iyom Zara, if it's the amount that it takes to plow during planting season when the land is soft, which is now a lot of land, Hare Yoma Karva Lohave. So now it doesn't take a full day of planting, plowing, which what that means is you're going to be getting a lot of land, and that's your little plot that you have. But then when it comes time for harvest, that's going to be more than a day's worth of harvesting. Yoma karva, yoma dezara lohave. But if, on the other hand, we're talking about the area that it takes to plow a day during plowing season when it's hard, then when it comes to harvesting, that's about half a day's worth of harvesting area. And the problem is, you're hiring a worker, you want to have an area where you can hire a worker for a full day, not for half a day, not for a day and a half. So Ibaitemi Yomada Karva, the Karivatani. There's some Girsa problems you can see in Rashi here. So we'll take the Rashi second direction. You could answer that it's a small area that's plowed during plowing season. And what do you do in harvest season? Karivatani means that you plow after harvesting. And so even though it's a smaller area, it still takes a full day of work. Ibaitemi Yomada Zara could be the larger one. Bahadure, where there are rocks, and therefore it's harder to harvest everything. Okay, Davla, what if there's a cistern? How big does the cistern have to be before one can force a division? Or Nachan Beidalu Yoma, enough for one day's worth of watering from each side. Pardasa, what about a vineyard? Marvua de Shmuel, Bachloshet Kabin, 3 Kabin worth. Tamiyachi, Omer Lachavero, Menat Keba Kerem, Ani Mocher Lacha, Sumchu Somer, Leifchot Megimel Kabin. So if a person says, I'm selling you a portion in the Kerem, the minimum is 3 Kabin. So Amar Viosi, Ein Elu Ela Divrei Neviut. Rabbi Yossi says on this shear that this is just made up stuff. It says Divrei Neviut. Now Divrei Neviut here seems to say that there's no rationale behind it, you're just giving a shear. We're going to come back to that phrase. But Bavel Mai, what's the shear in Bavel? Barkatina, Barkisna, Tlat Atziata b'nei Tresar Gufni. An Utsia was 12 vines. So 3 clusters of groups of 12 vines, that's the minimum that each one has to have if you're going to divide a vineyard. Kihechi dirafik gavra biyoma, which is the amount that a person typically harvests during one day. So this is going back to the statement of Divrei Neviut. He seems to take an opposite position. He says that from the time of the Dechorban, and it's unclear really whether he's referring to Chorban Bayit Rishon or Chorban Bayit Sheni, because we did have some Nevim after Chorban Bayit Sheni, of Chorban Bayit Rishon, of course, but Nevuah ceased way, way before the destruction of Bayit Sheni. He says, Nevuah was taken from the Nevi'im, but it was given to the Chachamim. So Chachamim now do have some kind of Nevuah. So Atu Chacham Lav Navihu? What a Chacham is not a Navi? What does that mean? Hachikamar Apish Nitla Min Anvi'im and Chachamim Lo Nitla. What it means is the Nevuah was taken from people who were prophets, but Chachamim maintained whatever kind of Nevuah they had. Let's see what they're talking about. Meimar V'Chacham Adif Min Navi. Very important Ramban on this comment. If you take a look at Chidush Ramban, Chacham adif min avi. The Chacham is greater than an avi. How do I know? Shenemar unavi yilavav chachma. That an avi is given the heart of wisdom. Minit lavimi. So who is compared? Who is associated with which? V'yomer katan nit labigadol. You talk about the smaller thing being praised as having association with the bigger thing. So an avi has heart of wisdom. So wisdom is greater. Rabbiya tedad na amar gavra rabba milta. I'll prove to you that Chachamim have nevuah. A great man will say something, and we tell him, Mishmei de Gavarabba Achrina Kavate. And then we'll find that another great man said the same thing. So operating by Nevuah. So Amarav Umaikusha Dilma Mitarvai Ubnechad Mazlaninhu. Rava says, why is that? That doesn't prove anything. Maybe they're both in the same mazel. What that may mean is that maybe they happen to see the same issue in the same way. Or it could be something more mystical. Ala Amar Rava Teda Amar Gav Rava Milto Mit Amra Mishmeda Rabbi Akiva Yosef Kavate. Or it could be that a person says, you have a chacham say something, and you say, you know what, Rabbi Akiva said the same thing. There's two ways to interpret this. One is that no way, like Rashi says, no way that this chacham is going to have the same mazal as Rabbi Akiva, who was so much greater. But they picked Rabbi Akiva, and they mentioned his name, Rabbi Akiva Yosef, maybe to indicate he's a Ben Gerim. So maybe there's no way that this guy could have the same mazal as a Ben Gerim, if it's a mystical notion. And so therefore it must be that it's really Nivua. So Amar Rashi, my kushya, Dilma la hamilta bar mazlehu. Maybe for that particular issue he is a bar mazel, which may indicate the first approach that I said, and say, I mean, he happened to see things the same way as Rabbi Akiva. Alamar Rashi teda de Amar Gav Rabbi Milta. This is the proof. A person says a halacha, umit Amar halacha l'mashvesina kevatei, and then somebody else says, oh, we have a halacha l'mashvesina. It says the same thing. And there you can't say the Dilma mazle. But Dilma kasuma baruba. Maybe he just got lucky, like a blind man in a box, and he got lucky. But lav tamiyai. But what do you mean? He doesn't just say it. He gives a reason. He's not shooting in the dark. He gives a reason. And then it turns out, that do we have the same halacha l'moshe b'sinai? Amar of Yochanan, Yom Shachar Beit HaMikdash, he has the opposite position of Rav Dimon Chaifa, who said nevuah was given to chachamim, or kept only with chachamim. Nevuah was taken from the chachamim nevim and given to fools and to kids, little kids. What's the story? L'shotim mahi, ki had the Mamra Ravashi. It's a story of Mamra Ravashi, davei koi beristaka de Bechuza. He was in the marketplace in Bechuza. Shame lahu shota de kamer. He heard a person say, reish matif to the malich mata machsia. The Rosh Hashiva who will take over mata machsia. Remember, Ravashi himself was the Rosh Hashiva in mata machsia. Ravashi's son heard, tavyume chatim. He'll sign his name tavyume. Marman chatim tavyume barabanan. Who is the one who signs his name tavyume? Anna. That's how I signed my name. It must be that I'm supposed to be the Rosh Hashiva, based on what this imbecile was saying in the Shuk. Come Ata, he got up and went. While he was coming to Matamachsia, the Rabbanan decided, Rav Ashi had passed away, to have Rav Acha Midifti become the Rosh Hashiva, not Mar Rav Ashi. Came into Shami Da'ata when they heard he was coming, Shadar Zugur Rabbanan Legabelim Luchibe. They sent to Rabbanan to ask Rav Ashi's son's permission. Ikve, so he kept these two with him. Hadr Shadr Zugra Banachrinus, they sent another two. Ikve Gambe, he kept them there. Hadamalube Asar, until he had 10 people in his house. Kevin Damalube Asar, once he had 10, Patachu Vatarabadar, he started teaching Torah. Vishen Potkin Mikala, Pachame Asar, the Kala, the public lecture, has to have at least 10 people. So what happened? He essentially ousted Rachami Difti before he got a chance to be Rosh Hashiva by creating this situation, but it was based on the nevuah, as it were, of this guy in the Shuk. Rav Acha Menafshe, Rav Acha said about himself, called him Mirinli, Lo Meherat Mativinli, called Mativinli, Lo Meherat Mirinli. He said was, those people who act well with me, don't quickly turn on me, and vice versa. What he basically was saying is, I'm going downhill, and it's not going to get any better. All right, that's the Shotim. Tinokot Mahi, what's the story about a little child who has Nevuah? Ki had the Bat Rav Chista, Rav Chista's daughter, V'yatva B'chanfei B'Nevuah, she was sitting in his lap. Havu Yatvi, come Rav of Rama Rachama. Two of his students, Rav and Rama Rachama, were in front of him. Amrala, man minayu bait. He said to his little daughter, which one of them do you want to marry? Amrale, tarvayu. He said, I want to marry both of them. So Amrav of Anabatra, Rav immediately said, I'll be last. And he understood that if this little child's statement was going to actually come true as Nevuah, and if he was going to be one of two husbands, he didn't want to be the first, because that would mean he would die or divorce her. So, and that's the way it played out, of course, very famously. Rama Rachama married Rav Chista's daughter and died, and then Rava took over. And Rava married her, but also Rava, as many, many times, you know, responds to Rama Rachama's statements. All right, Rav Dimon ben Chaifa, Kodem Shiyochal Adam, this is, Rav Dimon ben Chaifa is the one who had said the opposite statement, the Nevuah was with the Chachamim. He said, Kodem Shiyochal Adam v'yishte yishloshte levavot. Before you eat, you have two different hearts. Achar shochel v'shote inlo elo levachad. It brings your heart together. Shenemar, Ish nevuv ilavev, a man who is hollow ilavev uchtiv nevuv luchot. We're talking about a hollow luchin, empty tubes, as it were. Puna brader of Yeshua haragil b'yain afili ba'atum ki v'tulai yain fakho. A person who is used to having wine, even if his heart is sealed up like a betula, wine will open it up. Shenamar v'tirosh yinovev betulot. Again, yinovev, to open up, to hollow out. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. Now we go back to halacha. Pshita chelek b'chor v'chelek pashut yavinon le'achad meitzra. If you have a b'chor who's inheriting, so he's going to get his regular portion along with everybody else, plus his b'chor portion, they apportion it so the two of them are next to each other. Yavamai, what if you have a Yavam who's taking over, and remember he gets a chelik b'chor? Does he get the same consideration of having that and his regular inheritance from his dead brother be on the same area? Amar Abaye, he, same thing. My time, a b'chor karachmana, the Torah calls him b'chor, v'hiya b'chor asher teled, is really references in Masachet Yavamot, not to the child born, but rather to the brother who inherits. Rav Amar Makra, v'hiya b'chor, he says, no. He's treated like a b'chor. Now that may mean he does get a double portion, but not necessarily in the same way. Or it may mean that we call him a b'chor, but it doesn't mean he gets us a double portion. Either way, he's not going to get the same consideration. Now, who does Avon Ara Meitzra de Venashe? A fellow bought some land adjacent to his own father's land. Kikapalgu, when it came time for his father died, and they went to divide him, Arle, Plugali Amitzrai, please give me from father's land, the part that's adjacent to my land, the Bar Meitzra. Rabban Gonzek, Ofin al Midat Sdom. Rabba said this is an example where we force people to act against Midat Sdom, which is Zen and Nevezalo Chaser. They don't lose anything by giving that land, and he gains. Matgar of Yosef. Yosef disagreed and said, Amri le achi malina le eluya kinirsad ve marion. We can say that that particular land is considered far more valuable than any other land, and therefore we're not going to divide it equally and give you that portion on your border. So they have a right to say, and if indeed it's the case, that land's worth more than the other lands. V'yochatok of Yosef, and that is the halacha. Trei arata, trei nagri. Let's say you have two plots that are on two canals. This is a totally bavli sugya. So here, and one of them has land abutting and he wants to inherit it. He said, certainly, what do you care if you have that canal or that canal? Give me the one that's next to my property. Rav Yosef, Zinan de Haimidville, Haimidville. Rav Yosef could say, not necessarily. Sometimes one canal is a better water source and the other one dries up. Vyachatak Rav Yosef, again the halachas of Rav Yosef. Tarte Achad Nagra, let's say two lands are on one canal, and Rav Yosef, Gonzekov, you know, that's on there, Rav Yosef agrees. That's Midat Sdom. To say, I want the one to the right or one to the left, what's the difference? And let the other guy have the one that's next to his own property. Markov Abaye, Matze Amar Baina de Afisharisi. Abaye could say, well, the other guy could say, you know what, I want to have land that's a little more spread out, so I'll have more workers, which will provide more protection. V'hilchatak Rav Yosef. Again, we have Paskak Rav Yosef. Here it is, Midat Sdom. Hafushe la Miltahi. Having more workers is not any sort of consideration. Now, Chad Gisanagra, Chad Gisanahara, and all the Gemaras have this fancy diagram on this piece. Palgin Lambakarnazol. If you have, on one side you have a canal, on the other side you have a real river, which is flowing lots of river, and they want to divide, you divide it in such a way with the diagonal division. There's several different approaches in the drawings, but the bottom line is you divide in such a way that each player will get some river and some canal front property, so that they'll have equal advantage. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the sugya of the Traklin, which is fairly quickly going to launch us into the very long discussion of Kitvei HaKodesh. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.